Chapter 6. And he said to me,
"The beginning is through man, and the end is through myself. For before the circle of the earth existed, before the portals of the world were established, and before the assembled winds blew, and before the rumblings of thunder resounded, and before the flares of lightning flashed, and before the foundations of the garden were laid, and before the beauty of the flowers were seen, and before the forces of motion were established, and before the innumerable hosts of angels were mustered, and before the heights of the air were lifted up, and before the measures of the firmaments were named, and before the footstool of Zion was established, and before the present years were reckoned, and before the imaginations of those who now sin were estranged, and before the accumulators of treasures of faith were sealed, then I planned these things, and they came into being through me alone, and not through another, just as the end will come through me alone, and not through another."
Then I answered and said, "What will mark the division of the times? Or when will be the end of the first age and the beginning of the age to follow?" And he said to me,
"From Abraham to Isaac, because Jacob and Esau were born from him. For from the beginning, Jacob's hand held fast to Esau's heel. Now Esau is the end of this age, and Jacob is the beginning of the age to follow. The beginning of a man is his hand, and the end of a man is his heel. Seek for nothing else between the heel and the hand, Ezra."
And I answered and said, "O Lord, Lord, if I have found favor in your sight, show your servant the last of your signs, a portion of which you showed me a part on a previous night." And he answered and said to me,
"Rise to your feet, and you will hear a full resounding voice. And if the place where you are standing is greatly shaken while the voice is speaking, do not be terrified, because the word concerns the end, and the foundations of the earth will understand that the speech concerns them. They will tremble and be shaken, for they know that their end must be changed."
And when I heard this, I rose to my feet and listened. And behold, a voice spoke, whose sound was like the sound of mighty waters. And it said,
"Behold, the days are coming when I draw near to visit the inhabitants of the earth, and when I require from the doers of iniquity the penalty of their iniquity, and when the humiliation of Zion reaches its fullness. And when the seal is placed upon the age that is about to pass away, then I shall do these signs. The book shall be opened before the face of the firmament, and all shall see my judgment simultaneously. Year-old infants shall speak with their voices, and pregnant women shall give birth to premature infants at 3 and 4 months, and these shall live and leap about. Sown places shall suddenly appear unsown, and full storehouses shall suddenly be found empty. And the trumpet shall sound aloud, and when all hear it, they shall suddenly be terrified. And it shall come to pass, at that time friends shall make war upon friends like enemies. The earth and its inhabitants shall be terrified, and the springs of the fountains shall stand still, so that for 3 hours they shall not flow. And it shall come to pass that whoever survives all these things that I have foretold to you shall be saved, and shall see my salvation and the end of my world." And they shall see those who were taken up, who from their birth have not tasted death. And the heart of the earth's inhabitants shall be changed and converted to a different spirit. For evil shall be blotted out, and deceit shall be quenched. Faithfulness shall flourish, and corruption shall be overcome. And the truth, which has been fruitless for so long, shall be exposed.
And it came to pass while he spoke to me, behold, little by little, the place where I was standing began to rock to and fro. And he said to me,
I have come to show you these things this night. Therefore, if you will pray again and fast again for 7 days, I will again declare to you greater things than these, because your voice has surely been heard before the Most High. For the Mighty One has seen your uprightness, and has also observed the purity that you have maintained from your youth. On account of this, he has sent me to reveal all these things to you, and to say to you, believe and do not be afraid. Do not be quick to vainly speculate about the former times, then you will not act hastily in the last times.
Now it came to pass after this, I wept again, and fasted 7 days in the same way as before, in order to complete the 3 weeks that had been prescribed for me. Then it came to pass on the 8th night, my heart was once more troubled within me, and I began to speak in the presence of the Most High. My spirit was greatly aroused, and my soul was in distress. I said, O Lord God, you have indeed spoken at the beginning of creation, and said on the first day, let heaven and earth be made. And your word accomplished the work. At that time, the unseen power was blowing fiercely, and darkness and silence embraced everything, and the sound of man's voice was not yet before you. Then you commanded a ray of light to be brought out from your storehouses, so that your works could be seen. On the second day, you created the unseen power of the firmament and commanded it to divide and separate the waters, so that one part might recede above and the other part remain below. On the third day, you commanded the waters to be gathered together in the seventh part of the earth. 6 parts you dried up and preserved, so that some of them might serve before you to be sowed and cultivated. For your word went forth, and at once the work was done. Immediately, fruit came forth in immeasurable abundance, and a varied appeal to the taste, and flowers of inimitable color, and trees of incalculable variety and inexpressible fragrance. These were made on the third day. On the fourth day, you commanded the brightness of the sun, the light of the moon, and the arrangement of the stars to come into being. And you commanded them to serve man who was about to be formed. But on the fifth day, you commanded the seventh part, where the water had been gathered together, to bring forth living creatures, birds and fishes. And so it was done. The mute and lifeless water produced living creatures as it was commanded, so that the nations may extol your wonderful works. Then you preserved two living creatures, the one you called Behemoth, and the other you named Leviathan. And later, you separated one from the other. For the seventh part, where the water had been gathered together, was unable to hold them both. And the one part that had been dried up on the third day, where there are 1,000 mountains, you gave to Behemoth to live in. But to Leviathan, you gave the seventh part, the watery part. And you have kept them to be eaten by whomever you wish, and when you wish. On the sixth day, you commanded the earth to bring forth before you cattle, wild beasts, and creeping things. And over these you placed Adam, as ruler over all the works that you had made. And from him, all of us whom you chose as a people have descended. O Lord, I have spoken all these things before you, because you have said that it was for our sakes that you created this world. As for the other nations that have descended from Adam, you declared them to be as nothing, like spittle. And you have compared their profusion to a drop from a bucket. And now, O Lord, these nations, which are reputed to be as nothing, domineer over us and devour us. But we, your people whom you have called your firstborn, only begotten, kin, and dearly beloved, have been given into their hands. If the world has indeed been created for us, why do we not enjoy possession of the heritage of our world? How long will this continue?